This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In state-by-state battles with Planned Parenthood, Alabama gave up on its effort to defund Planned Parenthood clinics and reinstated them as a Medicaid provider. A judge blocked Missouri from taking away a Planned Parenthood license, and one of their clinics in New Hampshire opened after a hatchet attack. Thanks to changes in U.S. eating patterns, the number of new cases of diabetes fell by one-fifth between 2008 and 2014. The International Monetary Fund has designated the Chinese yuan as one of the world's elite currencies, along with the dollar, euro, pound, and yen. Two-thirds of Americans support the U.S. joining a binding international agreement to curb greenhouse gas emissions, but a slim majority of Republicans remain opposed. Belfast High Court has ruled that to restrict the law, according to abortion bans in Ireland, is incompatible with human rights. A white man accused of shooting five Black Lives Matter protesters in Minneapolis had racist views and was aligned with the anti-government sovereign citizen movement. There are 300,000 electric cars on the road in the U.S. now. Turin Pharmaceuticals, the rogue predatory drug maker that raised the cost of a pill for a 62-year-old drug to $750 per pill, is facing opposition from Express Scripts, the largest prescription drug manager in the U.S., which plans to offer an alternative that costs $1 per pill. In Florida, advocates are talking about trying to get Medicaid expansion on the ballot for 2016 to force approval. Minorities are 22 to 30% less likely to receive pain medication in hospital emergency rooms. All patients are less likely to receive pain medications if they are over 70, male, lack private health insurance, or are being treated in hospitals with lots of minority patients. J.P. Morgan Chase has submitted evidence finally that yes, indeed, they did hire 222 princelings and other people referred by business connections to the Chinese government in order to advance their opportunities to handle Chinese initial public offerings. The Office of the Comptroller of Currency and San Francisco Federal Reserve have begun an investigation of Wells Fargo Bank's cross-selling practices and whether they crossed the line. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.